Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Friday, you know, that's gonna be changing soon, by the way. And can't say anything yet, but it will be changing. So here's the gig. You can get a hold of us through bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also 402-915-0962. Don't forget, Operation Dry Bottom is happening, and also the 12 Pods of Christmas. All right, so the Operation Dry Bottom, you should know. All right, if you listen to the podcast, then you listen and you know it's for the babies of the Lydia House. We're taking monetary donations. And I do want to thank a couple of people that just dropped some just yesterday and even at midnight last night.
I saw somebody. I said, where does she live? She lives in Nebraska.
Yeah.
So I was like, is she on the other side of the world where it's like midnight's her, you know, 9 a.m.? Like, I'm going to get on top of this today. Yeah.
Well, that's what's funny, because the podcast, the Big Party Show,
is everywhere.
It drops at midnight. So you have a lot of, there's a lot of people that listen through that time frame when we're a lot of people are sleeping, you know. But yeah, I want to thank Angie, Amy, Cindy, and Stacy for dropping in, and it's over 1700, like I said before. It's just over, getting close to 1800. We'd like to get, I mean, ideally, we'd like to get $5,000. Donated from the Party Crashers. And Molly and I donated too, by the way. We're not just asking. But $2,000 works too. So does what we have right now. Every little bit is a handout. Yeah. Handout, right?
I mean, this is our first year getting something like this rolling. It wasn't like something that we planned far in advance. It was something where as it got closer, we're like, let's do something. Because we've always done something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm proud of people showing up, and I mean, however much we raise, that's a whole gift to be given in the holiday season. So thank
you. Yes, it is. Hey, by the way, Molly, Employee of the Month is on Monday. So yeah. Chop, chop. You got a couple
2025
days.
And then with a bang. Do you have a culmination? I mean, is it an Employee of the Month or is it Employee of the Year?
I'm not doing Employee of the Year.
Thank God.
Because it's
just another accolade out of my reach.
And one in mine.
Right. You're just sitting there. You've got like a boxing belt. You're like Employee of the Year. It's just one of those big belts that they hold up at the end. We're like, I'm welterweight.
Don't give me ideas. Do not give me ideas.
You know what? I'm surprised you didn't think of it. If it's running through my head, I'm surprised you haven't already been like, I'm sourcing out boxing belts.
Yeah.
Trying to find a good deal on Amazon.
I'm going to rebuild. I'm rebuilding in the process right now of where I podcast from the studio. We both broadcast from our own homes. This is what we do. But I'm moving. I'm moving the studio down to a bigger room where there's more wall, more space.
For your head.
And more just, air.
Just growing.
And with more wall will be more room for things like belts, like you said. Uh-huh. Why not?
What have I done to myself?
I don't
keep
know.
My big mouth shut is what I should do. I'm coming up with these big brain ideas that are just gonna make me miserable.
God. I'm such a giver. That's where you're not thinking right there, Molly. Big brain ideas. Those people win Employee of the Month and Employee of the Year. So don't complain that you're giving big brain ideas. That's not the Employee of the Month mentality or the, it's just not, you know. So, yeah, there you go. You might be in the running now.
You know what? There's always hope. But like my husband likes to tell me, because I'll be like, we always have hope. He's like, hope's not a plan, Molly. I'm like, it is for me. I don't like to do a lot of work.
Hope is for me.
I'm like, hope sounds like a perfect plan. Didn't take any planning at all.
Okay. We have the last one of the week, a motivation. It's drunk foods. I'm going to change the categories for next week. But what's left is chili dogs.
That's all we got left. Gross. I must be really desperately hungover or drunk. Where they're drunk. Like, we can't go get a burrito. I'll be like, fine.
There you go. Here's your chili dogs.
Hey, Pride, it's Lion's Mane coming at you from my kitchen. I wear the mane because cooking is wild and so is life. Listen, the moment you feel like quitting is usually the moment the flavor's about to hit. Stay in it. As this mushroom sizzles, it doesn't complain about the heat. It uses it. You can too.
There you go.
Those things make you look so weird.
What do you mean? That's not me. That's Lion's Mane. There's a new food influencer in the city because there's so many of them. And this one stands out. So find him on your TikTok or wherever you got to find him. But it's Lion's Mane is his name. And he does these great reviews.
I liked the one about water.
About water?
I thought there was one about water.
Oh, when Lion's Mane did the food review with water? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. He was reviewing water and water with ice.
Yeah, it was breakthrough for me. I was like, oh my God, it's like so much colder with the ice. Mind blown. Didn't even think about it. Started adding ice to all my drinks. They're cold now. Yeah. Never would have figured that trick out had it not been for Lion's Mane. I was an idiot before that. Dumb.
Hey, he's got another one dropping here, and it's actually a cricket burger. And I, by the way, he jumps on our Facebook page. So I think his latest review, which grossed out the sweet Wylene, was some type of noodles with it was ramen with gummy worms. Yeah. All good
stuff. Not afraid to test limits.
No, he's not.
Culinary adventurer, that guy.
Hey, I want to rescind what I said on the last podcast about Christmas cards. I don't want to be taken off the list. Okay. Wylene heard that and she was like, how dare you? Just like you. And she said, we have people. I mean, every day I'm pulling out cards out of this mailbox of mine. Right. And so I was
people who love you and just want to be a part of things and wish you some well wishes over the holiday season. You can talk about them privately. You know, that private conversation with your wife, but putting it on blast.
Yeah, I know.
Bold move. Like Lion's Mane bold.
Absolutely.
Hot take. Yeah.
Don't take me off the list. All right. I do appreciate them. I don't toss them in the garbage. They are there for me to look at and over every morning when I wake up and have coffee. I actually just go through them like cards, you know, like playing cards. And I just look at them and I read them and I appreciate them. And I read both sides, by the way. And
don't go ahead and snag what your wife does and make it your own.
No, it is my own.
No, that's a Wylene thing. Wylene's like, look at this. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to look through these cards. What a nice day. Yeah. Don't co-op that for yourself. Well, don't parrot. You're like, I watched her do it. Therefore, it feels like I did it.
Brian sent us a message, right? Party Crasher Brian, and here I'll play it right there. He says, "Party, here's a great deal for you at Five Below. Pack of 20 Christmas cards, $5. Total great deal, Brian. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate
it. Brian, those look nice. I know. They do look nice.
I mean, I was explaining how I was a
cheap
guy, you know, so
in general, but that doesn't go away when it comes to getting cards for your wife.
Oh, I get cards for her all the time.
I know, but not nice cards, cheapy cards.
I get nice cards. I was saying that everyone else gets cheapy cards. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I should have made that clearer. I don't just go buy cheapy cards. I get the expensive. You ever get the cards that have the music in them?
Yeah, those are really funny.
Do you like the music ones?
Oh my God, sometimes they're really funny. We had one for forever, and it used to be, it was one where it wasn't that you opened it, you would pull something up.
Okay.
It was like a cat in a box, and you pulled the cat up, and it was like, meow, 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 meow.
Of course.
And it was when the kids were like little.
Yeah.
Who needs Christmas toys? You were like, here's the card. And they were like, meow, meow, meow. I was like, when's that thing going to die? Yeah. Like, they were like, this is the best toy ever. I'm like, how about the $60 toy I waited in line? I mean, Santa waited in line at Target for. What about that one? No, you just want to play with 3-month-old cat card? Like, it was like a card from my birthday in September.
Oh boy.
And it was like around, they were like, this is the, like, who knew that this existed? This is mind blown again.
It does seem like those cards, those type of cards, the battery never runs out.
No, I don't know whatever batteries in them, because they need to put those in like phones and cars and planes. Because whatever battery they are, I came across that card, I'm not kidding, years later when we were moving, like it was in a drawer.
But was it more of a meow?
No, it still meowed.
No, it still
meowed. It did. I was like, I can't throw this out. It still works.
Oh, wow.
Peter's like, yes, you can. Say goodbye to the garbage. I was like, it's got so many memories. The kids loved this thing.
Well, make sure you guys don't take me off the list. And you know, based in the end, if you do, I won't have anything to complain about next year at the same time. So,
because it is your annual bitch. Hey, I mean, it really is.
Bitches. We all got annual bitches.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I own mine. Cold. Hello. I know that was, I got a text from my husband today. He was living in Chicago. He was taking the train.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the air conditioner was on in the train car.
Why?
He's like, it was colder in the train car than it was outside. And so he was texting me. He's like, this is hell. Like, you're on this. You've got to stay on. And the air conditioning's on. And he's like, I'm cold. I was like, hey, that's my line.
How dare you, Peter?
I'm like, that's been trademarked. I'm cold. There's only one of us in this relationship that ever gets to say that. And it certainly isn't you. Yeah. And he's like, well, the air conditioning's on. I was like, find another phrase. Find something else.
It's frigid in here. It's chilly in here.
Nope.
I just got
all under the same umbrella.
I just got on my car. You don't have car seat warmers.
Warmers?
Oh, my God.
I wish we were rich like that.
You know, sometimes I like to in the winter, excuse me, in the summertime, I like to blare that cold air so it's so frigidly cold in there, just so I can turn on the seat warmers.
You decadent bastard. My God.
What? Big ideas.
Big ideas. You're like, I got toasted buns.
Problem with it is that the seat thing is it. If sometimes Wylene and I play pranks on each other in the 4Runner, she primarily drives that. But there's times that I don't reach over and I'd turn that thing up as high as I can in the summertime. And she's just like sweating. Like,
she's like, why am I sweating? You're like, yeah. Well,
she learned that trick. So now she tends to do that to me here and there.
Keeping it spicy.
It keeps it, anyone that has them will know that it sweats your butt up. I mean, it's not a great look. I mean, if you're wearing any type of sweats that show wetness, it looks like you peed yourself, or it kind of looks like you went to the gym, something like that. Yeah.
Well, but then people see you and they're like, what's not the gym?
Yeah. It's definitely not
the gym. Oh, he peed himself because, well, I mean, gym didn't happen.
They got the new color out. Have you seen it yet?
Let's talk about it. You used to always make fun of me because I'd be like, color of the year. You're like, nobody cares. I'm like, everybody cares.
Yeah, this is called
everybody
Cloud
cares.
Dancer. Cloud Dancer. It's the color of the year for 2026, actually, not of this year.
Yeah, they announced it beforehand, and it's white. Yeah,
it's quite white. They're calling
They've never
it
had the, white before.
They never had white before for color of the year.
Mm-mm.
All right, so
they've never had a white.
This is how they describe it. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Soft, airy, natural white, chosen to bring calm, clarity, and a sense of fresh starts in a chaotic world, symbolizing simplicity, reset, and quiet optimism, with hints of gray to avoid being stark. Pure white. That is the most pure white thing I've ever seen.
No, it's nuanced. It's nuanced white. Because see, there are cool colors and warm colors.
Okay.
So you can have a warm white, and that's kind of a bright white. That is a cool white. So it's definitely a lot more sedate. I mean, it's going to bring serenity.
Serenity now. Okay.
I thought the color was fantastic. I don't necessarily think I wouldn't paint anything that color, but I would wear something that color. Because it's keep in mind that it's not just, you know, people, this isn't just going in to Home Depot and buying a gallon of this and painting something. This means color of the year, like throw pillows, accent stuff in your kitchen, sweaters that you're going to wear, jewelry you're going to wear. I mean, it encompasses everything. This will be what they imagine, what they forecast the tone will be for the whole year. You'll see this in clothes. You'll see this in everything.
If you're not familiar 100% with this type of white, which all it looks like to me is just white. Imagine going into if you got kidnapped and thrown into like an alien ship, right? And you're laying on your back and they're about to probe you and do stuff like that. It seems like everything's always so white.
Yeah.
Describe it.
I don't think, but that's what they meant as cloud dancer. I don't think that they meant like a cloud dancer spaceship. Okay. I think they meant like clouds, light, fluffy. Clouds.
Well, hey, we got to.
I love the color of the year. It's like one of my favorite reveals at the end. It's like, seriously, I get so excited.
Do anything with it?
Yeah, in the past I have. Like, you know, it's interesting because once you know, haven't you ever done it where it's like all of a sudden you're like, oh, I see it now. Like, that's the other thing, is that you realize how keyed in it is to so much of the trend for the year. You know, well, you'll see it in bags. You'll see it in scarves. You'll see it in all sorts of things.
Molly, it's white. It's as white
it's,
as
it's
white.
It's not.
I know you.
It's a special white.
It's not a special white. Just because I give it a different name, it's still white as white is. I mean, this piece of paper I'm holding up in front of you, that is Cloud Dancer.
No, white. It's not. No, it isn't.
It's white.
Put it up against Cloud Dancer and you'll see the difference. You'll see.
Well, there's a little bit of gray in it, but so it's like.
But that's the thing. Haven't you painted? Didn't you ever notice that with swatches where you're like, it's all green, and then you put all the greens next to each other and you're like, oh no, this one has a little bit more brown and this one has a little bit more gray. And this, that's the same thing. Not all white is white.
Jeez, taking it personal over there.
Colors are important. They're an instructional way of expressing ourselves.
When we did that live show, you wore all white.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to try to pull that off. I tend to.
That was a warm white.
That was a warm white.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with stuff when I'm wearing white. Actually, for anything. There's sometimes I look down. It's like I got this from my father now that I'm thinking about this. For some reason, sometimes I look down after I'm eating, maybe it's where I'm eating, I'll have a spot that I had dropped something on there. You know what I mean?
You're like, somehow. I constantly have schmutz.
Yeah. Is that what that's
Can't
called?
You eat without wearing it? You're like, depends. I cannot. You're like, nope. My shirt needs a little nibble.
That's what
we need. What you eating on?
We need bibs. We need some adult bibs. No?
Dinner at your house must be so weird. Slurping.
I'm eating soup. Slurp. And if I'm sitting on a recliner eating soup, that's a little bit different. And ever since I got my nerd
well,
my
I think
on my neck, that makes it a little hard to be.
I think if you're eating soup in a recliner, you're really pushing the limits of like gravity. You're like, come on. I mean, that's just begging to spill. That is just drip central.
Oh, it is. I've proven that over and over.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I eat. And also, by the way, this is the other thing I think is that after I had that surgery on my neck, for some reason, I can only open up my mouth so big to take a bite. I don't know why. It's weird. It's taxing to try to get something in my mouth sometimes. And I think that's the reason.
I'm trying so hard.
That's why I try.
I'm really.
No, I try hard. Just go for
I'm
it.
So
it. Just.
What it did to your dating life, what it did to your Grindr profile.
That's one thing I couldn't do.
Oh my god,
if I was there,
no, we're not going there. We're not. I could never stop.
I could do. There's no way.
I don't. Well, now you really can't.
be terrible at it.
First you don't succeed, party. Try again.
No. All right, so we got to hit up the 12 Pods of Christmas.
Yes.
We've already unwrapped 7 of them. I'm going to run it down for you real quick. We got Omaha Steaks. That's a big package. We got Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. We got Funny Bone Comedy Club. We got Good Life Candle and Craft. That's a candle-making extravaganza for two. Also, Karma Coffee. They got a package there. Dolomita Pizza. And yesterday was there, or Wednesday's was Brickway Brewery and Distillery, which is another cool experience as well. This one is Dark Horse Salon and Spa in Dundee.
Love those guys.
This is nice. It's a spa package for you. Okay. So we got a nice gift card from them and also some lotions and potions and all that fun stuff as well. So if you want that puppy, sign up. And yeah, that's it. What's the keyword on that?
The keyword this time is spa. S-P-A, spa. Because when you go to Dark Horse Salon and Spa, it is a full body experience. I love that place.
Yeah.
I've gotten gift cards for people. Like, that's like a great Christmas present. You know, presents don't always have to be something tangible, like something physical. Like, one of my favorite things to do is give people experiences or things that they wouldn't necessarily get for themselves, or that they do get for themselves, but this would be a treat. So like, if somebody treated you, like, you know, I mean, you and Wyleen, like manicures, you're gonna go and get them, but somebody bought a round for you. Like, that's a really nice gift. That's something really thoughtful. So that's one of those things that I love to do, is like, you go and give, you know, go to a salon and say, like, hook this person up.
Top of your head, what other, because I'm in gift shopping mode. Christmas is going to be here in a minute. Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out what we're doing. Everything's just so busy right now. Mm-hmm. I haven't even started. Normally, traditionally, we fill up those stockings with just a bunch of stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
And all this stuff has not changed with the boys since they were little.
Oh, and that's
that
cute.
Would never changed. I mean, Colin's what, 27, 28?
Yeah.
Still, he gets a stocking.
Sure.
I sound like a grunch.
I know. You're like, he gets a stocking. People send cards. I hate this time of year.
I love this time of the year. But what are some good experiences that you could give somebody? Maybe a, not like a, I guess any experience, whether it's one of those rooms you try to get out of.
Yeah, there's the escape rooms. That's always fun. VR is a one, like, for the boys. That might be something fun.
Virtual reality VR?
Yeah, those VR rooms are really wild. And it's not, like, it's not cheap. Top Golf is another fun one, where it's like something where if you did that, that's not cheap, but it's a great gift to give somebody. Looking ahead to summer, like Funplex. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that you could do. You know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of different, whether it's, hey, we're going to go, like, I got you a gift certificate to a restaurant that you like to go to that maybe you can put towards your bill, because it's going to be it doesn't mean.
Yeah, just put it towards the bill.
You yeah. To, you know, exactly. Up. Like, hey, this will buy you 2 entrees if you want to get drinks or apps or anything like that. But like, somebody knocked 2 entrees off for you, that's fantastic.
You bet.
I've given people Home Depot cards before, you know, like if they just moved into a house, and it's all those little things that you don't know what people are going to need, you know, like all of a sudden you're like, God, I need a power drill. You're like, well, I got that gift card for Christmas. I've done, there was a friend of mine who was kind of going through a tough time. And, when it was the holidays, I gave her a gift card to, like Hy-Vee.
Okay.
Just because it was one of those things where get yourself, because at Hy-Vee, there's like
everything,
a lot there, right? Like you could do, like, it's not even just buying groceries. Like you could get all sorts of lotions and potions. You could get booze. You could do all sorts of stuff. So I was like, just go treat yourself, like whatever it is.
I always walk by it, but they also have those bath bombs. It's like they have a big old giant, it looks like like a bounce ball pit.
Yeah. A bocce ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've got like the ball pit where they're all in there. Yes. Yeah.
I always run my fingers through them. I probably shouldn't do that. Right.
No, they're like, gross. You're like, welcome to this bin of pre-touched bath bombs. You're like, where are the ones that are sealed? I'd like to not, I'd like to guarantee that I'm the first one that touched it.
I never thought of that.
You're like, yeah. Ooh, well, that's extra. If you want one that's from behind the counter, you're going to have to pay for that experience.
What I do is I walk by and I run my fingers over through it, you know, like one swift move, and then I bring them up and then because I want to smell it. I guess that's the way I smell it. My nose is
weird creature that you are just moving through the world and your strangeness.
Very slickly. All right. So, yeah. So, Wylene and I just found out today that because I asked her about Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what she told me. She said, we are going to do this.
Okay. What are you doing? We're
both going to a store and we're going to split up and then we're going to go find something for each other. One store, one day. I don't know what the limit is on it, but that's what we're going to do.
Hmm.
What's wrong with that, Molly?
Nothing. I just, you got to have a limit. Otherwise, somebody's going to be really disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Like, being you're probably going to be really, you'll be disappointing because you come back and you're like, I got you a bath bomb pre-touched. She's like, oh, well, I got you like a whole grill set.
Oh,
I don't
no,
think we came in the same.
That. I mean, the thing is that I was just digging through her her jewelry box to see what she doesn't have. So, yeah, I'm just saying that. I mean, she's going to listen to this podcast, think she's going to get jewelry. But I'm like, no, I can't. There's a limit.
I just wanted to dig through, try stuff on, see if I liked it.
Going on. Have you guys gotten your family ornament stuff?
Yes. Yeah. So we went so we do this annual tradition where started when Declan was like two and then we get an ornament every year. So the kids pick one. We just go to Target. Like, it's nothing crazy fancy.
Yeah.
Some years it's like one of the fancy ornaments. Some years it's one of the like $3 ornaments. It just depends. And each year they pick one out and it's like whatever they're into or whatever speaks to them. So my son, he is 15 and he's still like, we got to do this. You know, and I mean, I have every intention of doing it, but it's just funny because he's like, when are we going shopping for ornaments? And I'm like, okay. So we went
years. So I mean, it's been like,
oh yeah.
Years.
So each year I write the reason why they, what they got and the reason why they picked it. And so we have what is basically, you know, 12 years of ornaments that we go through. And so that was the thing. We went to go decorate the tree and Declan's like, and I was like, go ahead and get started. I was making dinner. And he's like, well, no, you have to go through each of the boxes. And that's part of it is unpacking like, okay, it's 2012. And then I read it. Like, here's this one that Declan got. Here's this one that Mara got. And all this stuff.
How long does that take?
Well, obviously it takes a while now because we've got 12 years of doing it. But there was a glitch. We couldn't find last year's box. And so I had to go back through old pictures of our tree from last year. Cause I was like, I know we got ornaments. We wouldn't have not gotten them. And then finally I saw which ones they were on the tree. And I was like, they've got to be around here somewhere. They were in a random box in another box. So I've got to reorganize everything. Cause we can't be having this. I mean, it really screwed things up.
Yeah, I was gonna
it really
say.
Held up. It really held things up because my OCD child was like, we can't. Where's 2024? Can't put up 2025 until we get it.
What did they get? Is it, I mean, I guess it's
this year she picked a can of Spam.
Okay. Why Spam? Does she like
Spam?
I
don't know.
Has she eaten Spam? Do you know?
We went to Hawaii. I think we all tried Spam.
Okay.
Did
you like Spam?
It's salty.
Oh, very salty. Okay. I was just curious. All right.
No, I wasn't a fan of Spam.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be a fan of Spam.
And I'm the worst mom ever. I can't remember what ornament Declan picked this year.
Mom of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Mom of the year.
But we were getting ready to leave and he's like, well, you didn't pick one. And I forgot that I also pick one. So I got
Do you write down why you picked one also? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was last year? Do you remember?
No. Dude, there are like 12 of them. Like, come on. cut mama some slack. By the time we got to last year, by the time we got to box 12, I was like, okay, here we go. Here's stuff and things. Last year you picked this. This year, let's finish. I got to make dinner. You want to eat sometime tonight?
That's a great tradition.
I love it. And so the idea is that the whole point is that they've picked these right all these years. And that one day when they're grown up and they have a house of their own and a tree of their own, I will box them up and gift them to them so that they have ornaments for their tree.
Oh,
so the idea would be that then these are 18 ornaments that they will already have for whatever Christmas tree they have.
And that'd be nice. That'd be a nice deal. You got to figure out, I don't know how you do it now. So I probably shouldn't speak to it. But you need to figure out how to put the notes.
Yes.
Somewhere. So those, because as time goes by and we all leave this earth.
I know. I thought the same thing.
They'll be important because like when my father passed, he had a lot of stuff that, I mean, you don't think about it like that. I mean, mm-hmm. He was an older generation, you know, but you're not. So you're able to do that. Stuff like for example, at Thanksgiving, Carly, who's just turned 21, my niece, was going through these type of videos. I don't even know what they were, but her grandparents had taken video, and it had, and they're on little discs, like mini discs.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, and that's the only way you can watch it because I mean, this is way back when. But that, just little things like that. She found it, and it was funny, Molly. She was so amazed by that technology.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to do something like that. That's my tip of the day for you.
I mean, I was thinking, because I mean, honestly, it hit me when I lost my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come across stuff that's like their handwriting. You know, our big thing was like recipes. And you're just like, oh my God, this guts me every time I pull it out because it's like my mom's distinct handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, like in that ghoulish kind of way of like, there's going to be a day where I'm not around and they like open up these ornaments and then there's my handwriting, right? You know, written the story of each ornament, you know, from a million years ago. And I'm like, oh my God, talk about you're like guaranteeing your children cry on Christmas.
You should do this. You should, for sure. You should catalog it all and put it in some type of a plastic. I don't know, you know, like a binder. Those get lost. So, and then with the picture, I don't know how to do this.
The way we do it, I mean, right now, each year is in its own box and each story is in each box year.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that. Then
so that's what I'm saying. Like right now they're all packed together. So like when you open up 2012 has the ornaments and the story and each year, each box has its own story.
Yeah.
So that was the thing is that for whatever reason, I didn't write a story last year, which I was like, how did that happen? And then I remembered why, because I was like, I'm such a dork. Like I totally would have done it. We were redoing our basement. We didn't have a real tree. We had so everything was all crazy in storage. So we didn't have the same thing going on. So when I put stuff away, I didn't put it away the same way. Because I was like, why wouldn't I have written it? So I'll have to write it down.
That's
this
what
year.
Happened. Okay.
All this right. is just a long way of saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, don't take me off your card list.
Don't take me off the card list. Are we going to do we need to talk about it. An ugly sweater podcast. We got to do all
okay, we do because I was thinking about this. There was a year when we were doing radio that we had an ugly sweater party and there was a listener and I hope she still listens.
So do I.
That made us.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic ugly sweaters, like really good ones.
I have it. I still
have it. I have mine too. And she made one for Peter.
Does Peter
and
have-
so I'm just saying, like, I would love to have an opportunity. I've worn it to parties over the years. And I mean, people are blown away. They're like, I can't believe a listener made that for you. I was like, this thing's amazing. Like, it is so stinking cool.
It is. That's what I just ran across and I wear it every year too. All right. So we'll nail that puppy down.
So why don't we do that on our New Year's, on our Christmas Eve podcast?
Yeah, because we're going to be announcing the winner of the 12 Pods.
That's what I mean. We'll be announcing the winner. I think we should wear our ugly sweaters. Done and done. It's an appointment.
You bet. All right. That's the plan. All right. We're going to get out of here, though. Make sure you like, review wherever you listen. Thanks for listening wherever you do listen to, by the way. And if you have any ideas for gifts, you know, stuff like that, traditional, you can drop us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us at 915-0962. All right, we're going to slide out of here. You guys be safe, and we'll see you soon. Hey, don't forget, Monday, Employee of the Month. All right, we'll see you then. Have a safe day and do yourself good.